Well, good afternoon, Frank, and delighted you could join us. And sun shining, and plenty of football this weekend. And I suppose the All County Leagues, third round of games, everybody turning their attention somewhat to the club scene this weekend.
Yeah, the club scene, I suppose, we're three games in, Tom. And I suppose in a 10 team tier with 18 games, nobody's going to panic too much just yet. But as we said off air before we came on, you know, picking up early points, you know, come the end of the season, and it can be crucial at the minute. It's Niamh Connell, St Michael's and Kilcare that are setting the pace with 6 3-1s out of three and 6 points at the top of Division 1.
Yeah, they are the form teams, and I suppose no great surprise, Kilcare, they're the reigning champions, and they're always going to be there. And Niamh Connell now with a new manager and maybe more concentration on club than county, they as we know, have the quality.
Yeah, definitely. Those three sides, I mean, you can pick three or four players that are always there or thereabouts in each panel on a county senior team. So, as you said, Martin Regan coming into Glenty's there, I suppose the aim for Martin early on is fighting his best team and maybe finding a way of playing that maybe is a wee bit different to last year. I know with the firepower and individual talent that Niamh Connell have, they probably feel that they should have maybe one or two more, you know, Dr. Maguire championships on the board this last few years. So big job for Martin Regan there this year. But the big plus for Martin is he's got a very talented pool of players there to deal with. And of course, you know, a couple of minors and guys like Kieran Thompson, you know, and Ethan O'Donnell stepping up to the plate. So it's been an exciting time for Glenty supporters and even the team this year. I think with the likes of Leo McLoone, you know, giving more time to the club scene too, it can only bode well, Dermot Malloy. So I would expect big things from the Davy Park and then this season.
And obviously, every year at this time, or anytime we talk about Donegal Club football, we always talk about St Eunan's. They haven't got off to the best possible start, but they didn't do that either last year. So I think Maxi Curran doesn't get overly excited about the league. It's really about championship for them.
Big time. I mean, Maxi, another manager, I'm sure, with a wealth of talent at his disposal. And, you know, looking to add the two or three players that will push, you know, the settled and established players that are already there. Big blow, Tom, with the news that Rory Cavanaugh was carried off in their previous game. I mean, not totally sure yet what the story is or the longness of that there injury, but that would be a big blow for their chances. I know they visit Kilcare this weekend in the All-County League, and, you know, that's maybe, you know, something that could tip the favour and, you know, the scales in Kilcare's favour in town tomorrow afternoon.
We'll start looking at the games, as you said. Kilcare at home, three wins against St Junan's tomorrow.
Yeah, big game for Kilcare, and as you said, Kilcare, you know, super pedigree in the league. We've seen them last year, you know, as well, league champions. So with the likes of Padraig Bertie and the form he's in, that's a really exciting encounter. It's one that I'm actually taking in myself, and I'm looking forward to the trip into town.
Yeah, and as we said, St Junan's still, obviously, without Rory Cavanaugh. I think he's going to be out for at least 5 or 6 weeks. So they're going to have him going to be without him for a lot of the leagues, and again tomorrow.
Yeah, but I suppose it's the kind of thing too. I mean, if Maxi knows he has Rory back for championships, as we said, you know, just previously, that's what St Junan's main aim is. And it gives Maxi a chance to have a look at somebody else there. I mean, you look at the players that are already there and established, you know, even Kevin Rafferty, who's a super club player and a player with county experience in the past as well. So I still expect, you know, St Eunan's, you know, to have no problems in the All-County League in accumulating points. Anyway, that won't be an issue for the O'Donnell Park men.
Yeah. And, well, we start at the top of the other games. Guidoor have got off to a good start up to last weekend, I suppose, two wins, and then dropped points against St Michael's last weekend under Conall Sheridan coming in from Tyrone. They're having one of the other games of the weekend, I suppose. They're hosting Niamh Connell, as we mentioned earlier, one of the form teams tomorrow.
Yeah, some very interesting ties this weekend. I had the chance to see Guidoor up close a fortnight ago against my own club, Ardragh, and Patches, who were very impressive. I mean, when you have players of the calibre of Owen Manalis and the likes of Eamon and Neil McGee, I mean, this year, you know, another team that maybe over the last few years that are probably, you know, flattered to deceive, considering the players they have in their midst. But I know they've been hit hard too, Tom, with players heading away and that there. But it's a big season for the boys in Marygallen, and as we said, that's a tasty tie at the weekend too, and a pretty hard one to call.
Yeah, and obviously Marygallen's still something of a fortress, isn't it?
Oh, big time. I mean, when you go down there and the new facilities they have, but the one thing you'll always meet down there is a prevailing one, you know, from top to bottom. And as we, the goal for our draft fortnight ago was to accumulate as much points as you can when you have the one behind your sails, because that really makes a difference. And when you have somebody, as we said, like Owen Manalis, that can post points from 30, 40 yards, it's such a tool in their arsenal. And, yeah. a tough one to call, but I have a sneaky feeling Niamh Conlon will get something down there.
Yeah, and a lot of eyes were on Dunloa, I suppose, the promoted side when they came up, and a lot of people were looking at them to see if they were going to match last year's great run in Division 2. Didn't get off to the best start, lost their opening two games, but bounced back last weekend in Mallon, something of a surprise result.
Yeah, there was one that maybe caught the eye in terms of Dunloa getting the result up there, but you know, Mallon's decided it probably takes a wee bit of time to settle with a few lads, you know, still with, you know, interest in the soccer season, and with that there coming to a close now in the next week or two, I expect Mallon, you know, to find a bit of traction as well. But Dunloa, a team that impressed a lot of people, not just last year in terms of, you know, their performance getting out of that championship group, but also very impressive in Division 2. And Dunloa, another side, just looking at the ball on the table, the likes of Ardra are down there as well, you know, three losses and three. And as we said, the sooner you can pick up points in this league and put them on the board, all the better.
Yeah, and Dunloa home tomorrow to Four Masters.
Yeah, Four Masters, I suppose, a side that's kind of, you know, had trouble appointing a manager early on in the season, but they have a man in place there now. And I know the loss of Paul Durkin, who, by all accounts, is transferring to Dublin, that'll be a big blow for Four Masters too. But with any team, when a new manager comes in, it lifts things immediately and it gives them a buzz. So I think Four Masters, you know, with the new man in situ there at the weekend, will be travelling to Dunloa intent and getting the 2 points. But
yeah,
as you said, for Dunloa, a home game, that's one they'll be looking to win.
And Four Masters gone outside the county for a well-known player, as former player, as manager?
Yeah. We were just talking off air. I suppose starting the season without a manager is always difficult. I know the likes of Barry Mon and Shane Kiar probably, you know, having a say there at the moment and picking the team and setting the stall out. But having somebody finally come in and get things settled there in Tyrconnell Park, it'll make a big difference.
And has it been confirmed that Kieran McBride is the man, the former Tyrone player?
I don't know if it's been officially confirmed, but it's definitely true. He is coming in there to take over the reins. And your own club, Dunloa, might be the ones that maybe feel, you know, the brunt of that there initial spark when a new man comes in with Four Masters travelling to Ross's Park tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. And another tasty one tomorrow is your own club, of course, as you said, still pointless, and John McConnell back in there. They'll be anxious to get something out of tomorrow's when St. Michael's come to Pierce Park.
Yeah, as you know yourself, our draws aside, that probably prides itself, you know, more than most on their Division 1 record. I think they're ever-present for the last 36, 37 years. As we said, you know, it's a 10-team tier, and you're talking about 18 games over the season. We're 3 games in, and we're pointless. No panic button's been pushed yet, because I know, talking to the players, they're very happy with the direction and with the, you know, the training and the way things are going under John McConnell and with Damien Devere and Anthony Malloy there. But, you know, a one at the weekend would certainly, you know, ease a wee bit of the early pressure that's on them. It's a home game, but St. Michael's, a quality outfit travelling to Pearson Memorial Park. We're just looking through all those games, Tom. Every one of them, you know, on paper looks a pretty tasty encounter this Sunday.
Mm. And the final one in Division 1 is Glenswilly at home to Mallon.
Yeah, again, just don't know what to expect from Mallon in terms of personnel with the soccer season. Travelling to Glenswilly, you know, the likes of Michael Murphy, and even, I know Neil Gallagher's been, you know, absent with Donegal, but maybe this will be the weekend that Rory Gallagher gives him the green light, you know, to maybe get 30 or 40 minutes under his belt. And when you have two players like that there working in tandem around the middle and up front, you know, very difficult task for Mallon. I expect Glenswilly to get the one there.
Yeah. And finally, before we let you go, Frank, just a brief look at Division 2. Termin, the early pace setters there, and maybe certainly showing signs on the Paddy McDade that they're going to go right back up, are in contention to go right back up to Division 1.
Yeah, excellent start as well by Termin. I mean, Division 2, it's a difficult hunting ground, and a lot of sides, you know, that come out of Division 3 to Division 2 always wonder, you know, if they should push too hard to get into Division 1, because there's another big step up again. But Termin and even Bundoran, who've caught the eye early, and, you know, Sean McCool and Killy Beggs, all 6 and 4 points there at the top of the table. Neve Columba too. Some interesting ties in Division 2, and even, you know, looking forward to the likes of Neve Columba travelling to Killy Beggs. We'll all remember, you know, in the not-too-distant past, you know, the Humdingers, those sides used to have, and you have St. Noll's there too. So plenty of Southwest interest in wee derbies that maybe haven't been that prevalent in recent years that will throw themselves up this year in Division 2.